I start with the beginning, at least the beginning for this presentation, and it was a combination of a 2012 report given by three committees, and I have to read them to you so I give them full credit in case I'm plagiarizing them, which I probably am. One is the Real Estate Finance Opinions Report of 2012, and I'll refer to it as the 2012 report. The authors, publishers, sponsors, worker bees are the Real Estate Finance Opinions Committee on, have a hard time when you hear the full name, the ABA Section of Real Property Trust and Estate Law Committee on Legal Opinions in Real Estate Transactions. That's why I was struggling. The American College of Real Estate Lawyers Attorneys Opinions Committee and the American College of Mortgage Attorneys Opinion Committee. Well, that was 2012, and then in March of this year, the same committees came out with a local council supplement. And the beginning of your materials will give you a citation of how to get a copy of the 2012 report. The local supplement has not yet been published. Somehow I have a copy. So what is local council opinions? What are local council opinions? As opposed to the more encompassing phrase of opinion of borrower's counsel. Well, the transactions start with the protocol. There's going to be a loan, and the lender's counsel, for whatever crazy reason, requires the borrower's counsel to assure the lender's client of all sorts of things about the borrower, the property. I'm good so far. Then the loan documents, drafted by lender's counsel.